In this day and age, it seems as though no one should need to worry about emergencies or disasters affecting their lives. There are great security systems in place, as well as lots of defenses, but, unfortunately, that does not guarantee safety. Terrorism from abroad isn't the only concern anymore. There are also homegrown problems, and of course, Mother Nature plays a hand in history too. No longer are people safe. The weather is changing rapidly, and people's actions are now too unpredictable, and threats come in all forms. It is just so difficult to grasp what is going on, and even, sometimes, when you think you know, you aren't really prepared anyway. No one was really prepared for what devastation Hurricane Katrina would bring, and even now, a decade later, New Orleans and its citizens are still feeling the effects. This is just one awful example of how unpredictable disasters are. There are more, too many to count. However, if you are prepared and stockpile necessary supplies, it might just allow you to lessen the effects the disaster or emergency has on your life. Of course, your life might never be the same, but maybe you might be able to stay alive and stay safe. Why you need to stockpile supplies? In all honesty, every single person in the world should have a stockpile of groceries, medical supplies, and water within their home. It's not only good sense, it's important because you may be stuck in the home or be unable to receive medical attention for a considerable period of time, and you may have to rely on the items you have at hand. Without having a steady stock of supplies, you could be left with no food, no safe drinking water, and no basic medical supplies either. However, when you look at building a stockpile of items, you almost reduce the risk of being left with nothing. Now, you might think you might be able to handle this because you have food in the cupboards and things stocked up in the refrigerator, but that isn't enough. Basic food supplies could run cold in a matter of hours simply because cold foods such as deli meats, cheeses, yogurts, and even frozen foods can have short expire dates on them. These foods may be able to survive a matter of hours, but the supply line will run cold. When you use your stockpile groceries, you know there's enough to last until the danger passes. Another good reason why you need to start your stockpile is simply because it can be very dangerous to go outside when there is an emergency or disaster. Now, let's be honest. During hurricanes, tornadoes, and flooding, no one generally goes outside unless they absolutely have to, and even then, there aren't many. Just think for a moment how dangerous it could be to rush down to the local grocery or pharmacy to pick up supplies. You could be caught up in a storm, hurt, or worse.